Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. The U.S. will spend over $6 trillion on Medicare, Medicaid, and the VA in the next 10 years. And more than a trillion of that will be wasted on fraud, denial systems, and paperwork. Paperwork that serves no one. This episode is the fix. And the math? It's break even in 48 hours. This is the White Paper. And today, we don't debate the system. We don't talk about it. We reprogram it. So, welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. Today's episode, it's personal, because if you live in the U.S., there's a 45% chance your health care is tied to one of these: Medicaid, Medicare, and the VA. And here's the truth, the honest truth. They're bloated, they're abused, and they're bleeding your tax dollars dry. But what if we could fix that without passing a single new law? So today, I'm unveiling Helix, the healthcare ledger infrastructure for interoperability and exchange. Now, this isn't just a buzzword. It's not a buzzword. So don't look at it like that. It's not a sketch on a whiteboard, some theoretical blueprint. No. Helix is a blockchain-based protocol designed to rebuild healthcare at the code level. So using smart contracts and real-time verification, along with cryptographic trust, Helix can eliminate over $69 billion in healthcare fraud, save $126.5 billion for American patients, and cut $74.6 billion in administrative waste, and unlock $429 billion in national productivity every single year. So, what's the cost to implement? When we ran the numbers, it came to $4 billion. That's less than 2 days of what we already spend. Now, this isn't just optimization. This is how we write new rules in logic, not in loopholes. So let's dive down in the facts, because I deal in facts, math, truth. So Medicare, Medicaid, and the VA healthcare, they now make up nearly half of all U.S. healthcare spending. That's over $1.8 trillion per year. But the system is failing at scale. Every year, we lose $100 billion to fraud, $300 billion to bureaucratic overhead, and another $150 billion to billing disputes, delays, and rework. It's a system where nearly 1 in 10 claims are denied, and many of them wrongfully. It's a system where hospitals wait 30 to 60 days to get paid. And it's a system where patients often get the bill before they get the explanation. But here's the kicker. Most of this isn't even illegal. It's just how the U.S. system works. Because we're not running healthcare like a coordinated network. No, we're more running healthcare like a slow motion legal battle with a fax machine. So, you ask me, Nick, what's Helix? Okay, at its core, it's a digital infrastructure built on blockchain, a technology that works like a public tamper-proof ledger. So instead of filing a claim and waiting weeks for approval, Helix uses smart contracts, self-executing digital agreements that run automatically when conditions are met. So let's break this down even further. You go to the doctor. The provider logs the service. The system checks, is this person eligible? Is this procedure covered? If yes, the smart contract pays the provider instantly. No middlemen, no paperwork, no appeal chains. Just logic enforced in real time. Now add in digital identity keys for every patient and provider. So the system always knows who's who without passwords or portals. And the most important part, privacy. Helix uses something that we've discussed on this podcast before. Zero knowledge proofs, ZKPs. As a reminder, think of ZKPs like this. You can prove you have a valid driver's license without ever even showing it. And that's how Helix confirms eligibility and authorization, without ever exposing your data. And it's not just efficient, it's mathematically private. And if this all sounds like science fiction to you all, good. Because everything else that we've been using in the U.S. is healthcare in the 1990s, like getting a CD or DVD at Blockbuster for Prodigy, like using a fax machine. That's the entire system that's running this right now. So, let's talk real numbers. Here's what the simulations show when Helix is deployed across U.S. public healthcare. 74.6 billion annually saved in administrative cost. 69.6 billion annually blocked in fraud. 126.5 billion back to patients through transparency and billing efficiency. 123 to 144 billion per year saved by taxpayers through Medicare, Medicaid, and VA. 429 billion annually in productivity gains through faster payments, job flexibility, and small business creation. So this all totals up to $823 to $854 billion per year recovered. And the implementation cost? $3.1 to $4.1 billion total. What does that mean, Nick? That means the break-even for the U.S. government and for taxpayers is less than 48 hours after launch. Now, this isn't hypothetical. It's based on real CMS and HHS data modeled through a new equation that we had to build just for this. It's a system we built from scratch to test this. So, what does this feel like for a patient? So let me humanize this. Let me get personal for you. Under Helix, patients get upfront pricing, instant coverage checks, no surprise bills, and full control over who sees their health records. Doctors, what do doctors get out of this? They get paid within seconds. 450 hours per year of admin work eliminated, zero appeals or denials, and the ability to co-own and co-govern health DAOs, which those health DAOs would be, they're decentralized member-run insurance cooperatives that are powered by smart contracts, where physicians and patients help manage the rules, the payments, and the priorities. So, what do hospitals get out of this? Because, as you know, technology, it's not just for the individual. It's not just for the masses. Innovation benefits everyone. So hospitals, you get $7 to $13 million annually in cost reduction. Denials drop by up to 91%. And legal compliance for all this, it's built into the code. This is what happens. This is what happens when we replace paperwork with protocol. The impact here, it's not incremental. It's structural by design. So now everyone's thinking, all my listeners are thinking, Nick, how do we get this implemented? Isn't Congress going to have to weigh it, to measure it, to debate it, to decide it? No. They're actually not. Because here's what makes this episode different from most quote-unquote policy podcasts. For this, we don't need Congress. Helix can launch immediately through the CMS Innovation Center under, you got it, the Affordable Care Act, Medicaid 1115 waivers for state-by-state deployment, VA modernization programs that are already underway, and existing ACA healthcare exchange reform pathways. So that means no new legislation, no federal override, just implementation. So what now you have to understand is the infrastructure, it exists. And Helix is the logic that it runs on. So what we've discovered here in this podcast today, which we all already knew, is that the American healthcare system, it's broken. But not because of bad people. It's because of bad logic. Every layer, fraud prevention, payment, compliance, it's all reactive. And every delay costs us money, trust, and time. But here's what makes Helix different. It replaces what doesn't work with code that does. It doesn't ask for transparency. It requires it before a transaction can proceed. It doesn't punish fraud. It prevents it cryptographically in the blockchain. And it doesn't sacrifice privacy. It defends you by default in the math itself. So here's something to think about. We can keep spending $6 trillion over 10 years on broken systems, or we can spend $4 billion to make healthcare verifiable, honest, and available to everyone. Thank you. Thank you for trusting me with this, imparting this to me, and thank you for listening to the white paper. Today's episode, we unpacked a live protocol, one that doesn't just propose change, it quantifies it. A system designed to save taxpayers billions, restore trust in public health care, and give patients, providers, and policymakers something that they haven't had in decades. A foundation worth building on. And here's what we delivered. 7 new models, 11 original equations, and 8 fully deployable code bases. All designed, all peer-reviewed, and simulation tested. It's no speculation, no vaporware or any of that, just architecture for a system that works. I'll have the full thesis, all the simulation outputs, and code base. It'll drop on Monday the 31st in the show notes. Now next Friday, we shift gears. Next Friday, we're talking about what is the pain for most Americans early morning. And we're talking about traffic signals, smart city grids, emergency routing, because in cities like LA, traffic delays alone cost first responders over 37,000 hours per year. Nationwide, that's more than $14 billion. You heard me right. That's $14 billion with a B in lost time, fuel, and coordination failures. Blockchain can fix that. Innovation fixes that. Because all of this isn't just finance tech. It's infrastructure that thinks, adapts, and clears the way when every second counts. Do you have a question about blockchain, emerging tech, or how we can build something better? Email me at askme@thewhitepaper.io and we'll find that solution together. Finally, if this episode made you think, send it to one policymaker, one physician, one person who still believes the system can't be fixed. Because it can. Subscribe, share, and stay informed. The world is changing fast. And here at the White Paper, we're ready for it. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be here every Friday.